I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting sweaty on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are going to nail your ass to the wall in the back to school spending contest. Laura_3impress said, it's getting harder and harder to fork out £2,000 a child on back to school essentials when all the supermarkets are offering huge discounts. Fifi_ditsy said, totes agree, it's getting cheaper and cheaper to buy a ruler, but I think she might have been talking about bribing a politician. Anyway, Dixie_justbackfromDubai said she found this artisan craft micro factory in West Clare where their passion is a 400% markup on handmade uniforms that they bought in from Sri Lanka. Their brand name is Too Rich for School. Genius! And it's basically a way of screaming, get a load of this, biatch, at left behinds from Ballinlough. As you'd expect, Dixie was banned from her WhatsApp group until Christmas for buying something from Clare. But there's obviously a nice bit of moolah if you can target top drawer types like ourselves who spend our days thinking up new ways to use our kids to ram our wealth down other babes' throats. Do you think I should open a boutique back to school shop? Hashtag babes in business. Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and asked her how much she used to spend on back to school. She said about £8,000 a year. I'm still spending it. I said, but you're to a finished school. She said, I knew, but I don't want people to think I'm short of money.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Myself and Berna have a good laugh at Susie Godson's sex advice in the Examiner every week. I said to her, Berna, I'm coming across a fair few gulls in the dating game, but they're nothing compared to the problems you get in your ones column every week. Berna read out a recent letter from a dame whose boyfriend liked to have the radio on while they were doing the business. We nearly had to lash on the adult nappies. We were laughing so hard at it. Well, for the love of Cromwell, but I think I might have jinxed myself. I was so keen to find a man last week, I joined a hill-walking group in South Limerick. What was I thinking? Well, didn't I meet a very well-groomed gent from Kilfinan? Will wonders never cease? He can do this amazing thing with his small toe. I won't go into details in a public forum, but unfortunately, he insists on having the wireless on in the background when we're getting jiggy with it. It's hard to get in the groove when you're forced to listen to that lewd Roman Dave McCardle talking about his home run hit on Red FM. Is there a polite way to say turn off that wireless, you daft gowl? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I had a similar problem with my Connor. He liked having Neil Prendeville on in the background during the bangy, and one morning this one phoned in and said her husband was terrible in the sack. My Connor stopped and said, would you ever put the phone down and stop telling everyone our business?
Now listen up, Petty. I've moved out of Mayfair for the summer. Bit of trouble with a filly, best friend's wife.
Fill in the gaps for yourself.
I'm staying in the old family place in West Cork. There's nothing I enjoy more than strolling down to the village after breakfast, saying hello to Mossy and Nora in the post office, and then straight back home to have a giggle with Mummy about their little accents. I'm just back from my morning stroll now, and they were rather short with me, which is not without risk on their part, as I am their evil landlord. It all started when Mossy asked me for my views on Michael Collins. This is a tricky subject with St. Collins dead 100 years, and I didn't want to say what I really think. I can see the headlines in your local rag now. Churchill's cousin calls Collins a sex addict terrorist in West Cork post office. And so I said, he went too soon, and squeezed out a nice little tear. Wrong answer. Nora started screaming at me in her gibberish, something to do with selling out to the Brits and never trusting that shower from Clonakilty, so I had to make a hasty retreat. What should I say if someone asks me about Collins? Lord Edmund de Servants, banker, London and West Cork.
Dangerous territory. If someone asks me for a view on St. Mick in West Cork, I tell them that Liam Neeson was dead hot in the movie. That usually confuses them long enough for me to do a legger.
Come here, quick one. Do all Dal talk to me after the Man U Liverpool match on Monday night and says I'm switching to Man U because I do have the hats for down new midfielder, Christian Eriksen? Suppose he's kind of cute, alright, in a non-threatening way, like. Anyway, I'm allergic to all treachery, and I can think of only one solution. Can you call Jürgen Klopp? He do manage Liverpool, and tell him to sign a hot midfielder? It'd help if he could play a bit too, like. Don't you know any? Blackpool.
I rang Jürgen Klopp there. I said, "Don't you do his old doll is after switching to Man United." He said, "That sounds like a good idea. I might do that myself."
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.